Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. The word of God upon which we meditate this New Year's Eve is taken from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. These are the words. In the name of Jesus Christ, in whom we stand forgiven today, and in whom we stand justified on the last day, fellow redeemed in his precious blood. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It seems that these two greetings go together, don't they? Despite the fact that the celebration of Jesus' birth and the dawn of a new year are separated by 6 short days, the two are connected, especially for us Christians. In fact, the latter, a Happy New Year, is dependent for us on the one whose birthday we have just celebrated. It would be truly difficult to celebrate a new year were it not for Christ. If he had not entered the human race to live and to die and to rise again to deliver us. If Christ did not come, the prospect of entering a new day, much less a new year, would be a truly frightening one. We would be, without Christ, on a crash course for the final judgment, a guilty verdict, inevitable. New Year's Day will be for all of us both an end and a beginning. It marks the end of the former year, 2020, the beginning of the new year, 2021. It's a day upon which many take the time to look back on the past year and look forward to the new year, to make plans even. So this evening we'll briefly look back at the year drawing to a close, but I'd like you to do so as if today were the last day, the final day to ever be seen by humankind. If today were the last day, what hopes would we have for the future? What hopes would we have? Would they be based upon what we have accomplished in the year now past? Would our hopes for the future be based upon the lives that we have led up to this point? Or do we have hope for the future because of what we have been given by our gracious God, which secures our eternal futures? May the Spirit of God open our hearts and minds that we may remember what great things have been done for us and thus prepare us not only for the new year, but more importantly, for eternal life. Amen. So let's take a moment to look back on the year 2020. What do we see when we look back on the year now drawing to a close? In some ways, 2020 is no different than any of the other years that we have lived through. But we are often too quick to evaluate without soberly looking back on every aspect of the year that's now drawing to a close. In some ways, 2020 was just like every other year. It was 365 days of ups and downs, what we might call good and bad. In the past year, our gracious God once again provided for all of our needs, like he did the year before, and the year before that. He, in accord with his promise made in Genesis chapter 8, continued to send the early and the latter rain, enabling a bountiful harvest to feed all on the face of the earth. He also allowed powerful hurricanes to batter our southern coastline, to take away homes and property. In the past year, despite the challenges, God has also blessed our congregation. First, with the ability to gather for worship. He's moved all of us to give of the things that he has given to us, to support the ministry that he began here in Marquette. He's kept us all reasonably healthy, even in the midst of a worldwide pandemic. Shouldn't this alone make us joyful and optimistic in our evaluation of the year drawing to a close and the one about to begin? I should think so. The Lord has indeed in the last year taken some of our fellow believers, friends, and acquaintances from this world to himself in glory. But if they believed in Christ, is not this also a reason for thanksgiving? If the death of his saints is precious in God's sight, why not also in ours? In the past year, have we been completely faithful to the Lord, or nominally so? Where has the Lord ranked on our list of importance in the past year? Have we served him to the best of our abilities? Do we look for opportunities each day to serve him who gave his son to redeem us? We really don't have to look back too far, do we? We don't have to dig too deep to see our unfaithfulness. But let's call it what it is: sin. So what if today is the last day and the Lord Jesus returns with power and great glory? If today is the last day of this earth's existence, would you despair or be hopeful? Would you be afraid and earnestly look to do some great thing to earn God's favor before it is all over? Or could you be quietly content? I guess that depends on what you see when you look back at your life in the past year and how you evaluate it. If when you look at 2020, you see a year in which you believe you did well enough to satisfy God's law and think that if he graded on a curve along with every other human being, you would do well enough to stand in God's courtroom, then you don't really see things the way they are. Can we really hope for an eternal future based upon what we have done in the past year? Sure, but not an eternal future in heaven, an eternal one in hell. Would you like to hear God's evaluation of every one of us? There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. What have we therefore earned in the past year? The wages of sin is death. So if we look back at 2020 with any smidgen of honesty, we can see clearly that our sins have far outweighed our imagined goodness. Even when we were kind and gracious to other people, our perceived goodness is not nearly enough to make up for our evils, to satisfy God's wrath. Our kindnesses themselves are even flawed because they're produced by sinful human beings who are corrupt and self-centered. Shall we imagine that God would be satisfied with garbage? No. If we take an honest look at our lives in 2020, we'll come away thinking that we are like people chained to a lead box about to be dropped in the depths of the sea. Death is inevitable. On the other hand, if we look at 2020 and not only see our sins, but also our Savior Jesus, then we can look forward to the future with hope. There is, after all, more to the passage I quoted a moment ago. Yes, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have hope for the future today, tomorrow, and even on the day of judgment, because of the gift that God gave us long ago. The sinless infant Jesus grew up to be the sinless man Jesus, who was anointed by the Holy Spirit to be our prophet to speak words of comfort to us from God, to be our priest, to offer up himself as the once-for-all sacrifice, and then stand as our go-between with God, our King, to rule all things in heaven and on earth for us, and to reign in our hearts and in our lives. It's through faith in Jesus and what he has done that we can stand before God today without fear, even if it is the last day. For we already know what the future holds for us. The scripture declares it. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We dare not ever forget what this means. We have been justified. It is an accomplished fact. Justified, declared not guilty. We already know what the judge is going to say before we ever have to stand to our feet before him. He will say, not guilty. But how? How can we be declared not guilty? What about the last year, to say nothing of our lives up to this point? We are justified by faith in another, not in ourselves. Not by faith in a God of our choosing or by faith in certain words, but by faith in Jesus Christ. For the passage that we all learned as children says it all. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God gave this to you when he sent his Son. So the war that began with Adam and Eve rebelling against God was ended by Christ once and for all. And we are not only declared not guilty before God, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. With all the hostility and the wars and rumors of wars going on the globe today, it's no wonder people are inclined to sneer at the idea of peace on earth. Most people see peace as merely a goal, not a reality. And as far as peace between men and nations goes, it is a goal, but one that may never fully be realized. But when the angels said to frightened shepherds in the fields outside of Bethlehem, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men, they were not announcing the end of wars between nations and the rumors of wars, but the end of hostility between God and humankind. This was announced because the Prince of Peace had just been born, whose innocent life, perfect sacrifice, would forge peace between God and humankind once and for all. This despite centuries of efforts of human beings trying to appease God in one way or another, but could never do it, because God sent his Son to make peace. We have peace with God, not through human effort or ingenuity, but through God's gracious intervention. Now, whether 2021 holds earthly joy or sorrow for you and me from our point of view, I do not know. But one thing is for sure, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. We stand in God's grace, have direct access to God through prayer. We can be optimistic, we should be joyful, beginning a new year in Christ. So what if today is the last day? Well, then today we stand before the throne, and in Christ will be declared not guilty. We who have been mighty sinners in 2020 and all the years that preceded, enter 2021 with a mighty Savior who still loves us and who laid down his life for us. And then to assure us that we have peace with God, he gave us his supper to confirm personally to us that our sins stand forgiven. All is well. How can we not begin the new year with hope and joy? Amen. And the peace of God, which far surpasses our human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We'll continue with the offering.